Friends.
Hello. Once again.
Futures.
To another
of gaming.
Of audio boo.
It's coming out of the medium. Okay.
Future Gaming was the last press conference.
Last press conference.
Yeah, last press conference. The last.
Last panel.
Panel today, or yesterday. I'm dead. a lot of. I don't actually really know. They didn't really.
They talk about App Store a hell of a lot. A lot of App Store stuff came up.
Yeah. There's a lot of 3D printing. Well, not a lot of.
But there was a bit of 3D, yeah.
3D printing is going to replace buying models in shops. But I don't see how.
Patrick agreed with that.
Hmm?
Patrick agreed with that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to work though. Like. Because that's going to start like a whole new wave of pirating.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to stop you just downloading plans to download or to plans for like the new thing and printing it off?
The fact it's not popular. If you go and try and look for music that isn't popular on the internet, it's a lot harder to find.
Yeah, but tabletop game fanboys are a lot more
zealous
about that kind of stuff.
But same way, they might not want to ruin the sanctity of their games.
True, yes.
With low quality.
Yeah, torrents. There's got some pirates gonna pirate.
Pirates gonna pirate.
What else was in that talk? I can't remember.
I
remember something about the. Some sort of. No, never mind. The Woody Harrelson game. The thing that the guy said he wanted to see in 20 years. Never mind. There was a lot of kind of just.
There's a lot of stuff that wasn't about innovation in games. It was about the business behind games.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of talk about creativity until the guy was like, "Hey, what about creativity?"
Yeah, I think at one point at least what the preacher was like 3 or 4 times, and my notes I just wrote down Beardy's right.
Yeah, Beardy was awesome.
Beardy was awesome. So was Pachter. I don't know if you know him. Talk about Pachter.
I think so.
Okay.
Is that the Square Enix guy? What? Digital Circle guy?
No.
Oh.
No, maybe. I can't be. Yes, it might be.
Okay. He kept, I think he kept staring at me. It was really off-putting.
You didn't like your transferring question?
No. What was I saying about? I had something I was going with there. The whole, board game cafes are popular in China.
Yeah, in China and Asia's.
I like the idea of, the sort of virtual chess type thing. Or, the robot thing.
Oh, that's, the wee mech things you're talking about at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool to see. There was a lot of stuff about linking, or, kind of getting rid of the anonymity factor.
On the internet?
On the internet, yeah. With a Second Life type thing, where someone said about how they have, a cross-community chess in Second Life or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever going to completely get rid of internet trolls.
No.
But, yeah. Do you have anything more to add on the future of gaming?
I can't think of anything else that was talked about. It's mostly the business stuff, which is why I said after, because that was brought up a lot.
Yeah.
No one really thought the Xperia PlayStep stuff would bring it would come off, even though it would be better for gaming.
Mm-hmm. What game do you want to be playing in 20 years?
I don't know. I want to play Infamous 20. No, I want to play Infamous 5, because if it's a 20, then it'll be just the same thing every year.
Yeah.
I love that the Pachter guy loved Infamous.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I would like to see in 20 years a better version of sort of virtual reality. Like a virtual reality thing that actually worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you could fully just get immersed in the game.
I don't think buttons are going anywhere. Like controllers.
Yeah.
Keyboard and mouse is still here, buttons will still be here on controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will have connected stuff, but we've got 3 seconds left. So, bye-bye, friends.